Hello, everybody, and welcome to the new UK radio show, Kevin's Cosmic Capers. My name is Kevin Smith, and it's a pleasure to be with you again. The real side is the ultimate learning environment, or what people may call the dream arena, although it's far too easy to dismiss what are vital and important awareness-bolstering experiences if we refer to them as dreams. For then, all the various know-it-alls, all the scientists with their impressive credentials, will be swift to affirm to us all how these are just extensions of the mind, random imagery with little significance. Well, some of the scientists, at any rate. The world controllers will understand the significance of the dreamers and will be falling over themselves to promote individuals to present the explanations for the dreamers as anything other than what they actually are. For yes, dreams are simply experiences, no less tangible than those we have on our day-to-day, mundane, one-dimensional lives. In actuality, the physical level is the passing dream. It is the densest level, where everything dumps into, and the effects of what we are constantly deciding and agreeing to are manifest. For the physical level is the rock bottom of a place in life called creation, a simulated holographic training ground like any other. The physical vehicle is simply a receiver. It stores information in the mental parts of itself and runs predominantly off of routine and habitual patterns of programmed input. If an individual is entirely physical astral, if their awareness does not extend beyond the lowest aspects of themselves, they are almost, if not entirely, running off the programs of their created consciousness. The created consciousness is that which we have created. It is our personal self. It is everything that makes the personal self what it is. Over the incalculable eons, it has been constructed, added to, and compounded, but tends to follow very routine and habitual patterns of rigidity. This establishes a baseline, a foundation of being, and with the controlling element of the reptilian cabal, wishing to herd the masses in particular directions, then the baseline of the collective consciousness is very much geared toward this end. A baseline that would stem from ideas of control, agreement sought from the masses by the various tried and tested means, the whip or the reward, and you have a cemented and ingrained underlining agreement which sets the stage. A created collective consciousness that is constructed from the agreement to systems of control. And this cause and effect overall experience becomes routinary. It is reinforced lifetime after lifetime, compounded and made more so, until it is very much automatic. Each lifetime, the individuals who had unconsciously agreed with these very control systems must experience the effects of them, if the agreements are maintained at the point of transition. And so these individuals are back again, in a controlled human farming situation, and generally in a worse state of suppression and restriction. This is then the automatic patterns of the collective consciousness that ensure a continued experience of drudgery. An unconscious situation, a computer program running on autopilot. The same information of control goes in, the same experience of effect comes out. As long as these programs exist in the created consciousness, these agreements to ideas of control, then the biological computer, that is the physical vehicle, simply spews out the effects, the experiences, in keeping with these agreed to ideas. A control system is just as such a term implies, but people would assume it is just controlling their physical bodies, and always there is the option of revolution and rebellion. The notion of cause and effect, and how agreements to ideas lock people into this experience-generating principle, is seldomly grasped or recognized. For regardless of what individuals may think, regardless of their protestations and acts of rebellion, these underlying, deeply ingrained collective, agreed to ideas of control remain and make up the baseline foundation of the created consciousness. The computers will continue to spew out the effect, the data, the experience, because the files, the agreement ideas, remain. People continue to experience these same controlled lifetimes, because they are caught in this locked-in agreement of control with the baseline, the foundational routine of created consciousness established, the overall experience, the setting and theme is laid out. All that remains is the option for individuals to add consideration and emotion to the experiences they walk into, the experiences they have decided upon. As once again, nothing can feature in anyone's experience unless agreed with, and yet people will throw rocks at the movie screen in disdain rather than address the projector that is generating what they are experiencing. We could say the projector is our agreements, and if the agreements are maintained, then we watch the same movie over and over, and we may throw our popcorn at the dull old movie in irritation. Perhaps far better would be to adjust the projector, to alter the agreements to something else, agree with something different, perhaps release these agreements that are resulting in this very tired and watched to death movie. Then we might at least see a different movie, although we would still be in creation, just sitting in a different created part of the simulator, and not much closer to recognizing the real universes. Although everything is experience, and far more sense must it make to vary our experiences, that the personal self begins to understand and appreciate the fabricated reflected copy of the true reality that the individual seems to be in. But different strokes for different folks, as they say. Perhaps staying in the same movie is just the ticket to motivate the personal self to consider or reach for more than just its creation. Utter boredom is a good incentive to encourage a little change in the situation, to perhaps generate or seek to create new experiences, or maybe label what seems to be life as something very mundane, and this may spark the sense of something that lies somewhere beyond these perpetually dreary rock worlds. Boredom can also get individuals into trouble. Perhaps some may fumble for their real connection to their real awareness, whereas others resort to control and subjugation to have everything and delight in the suffering and suppression of others. The personal self always operates from a thrill-seeking want and the desire to explore more of the personal self, the deeper layers of it and creation, or the desire to rule the universes. Both of these options stem from the same drive. So we have our baseline of created consciousness, and it runs on routine. And with the programs of control and the restrictive systems agreed to, the controllers can sit back and watch it all unroll. For the masses are the creators of the overall experience, and so the controllers simply need set the projector the way they want, get the necessary agreements from the people. And it can take quite a time to have the agreements fully locked in. But with reptilians that live hundreds of thousands of years, and a Kalam god whose longevity will be in equal measure to the creational simulator he is in, time isn't really a factor. The reptilians play the long game, and it's reached a point where they have the overall movie experience just as they would like it to be. They can sit back and eat reptilian popcorn, or whatever it is a reptilian may deem as a suitable movie-watching snack. The unconscious, indoctrinated, programmed into control, idea agreement humans are at the mercy of these subconscious ideas, these tap lines, and are on a forever cycling wheel of drudgery. All they can do is simply walk into these experiences and compound them even further by adding ideas and emotion on top. So we have the experience that we walk into. The experience is based on an agreed-upon created idea. We then add a consideration to it. We mentally evaluate these experiences, and consequently, we add ideas to the idea that the experience came from. Now we have an idea, and compounded with other ideas, and any considerations we incorporate into our created consciousness will be further effects that we must experience. We are the culmination of our created consciousness and considerations, assumptions and attitudes, and these further limit us to the consciousness of our creation, that we are unable to recognize anything beyond the personal created self. We always will have experiences, for being in a simulator, ensures that our cause and effect experience generating vehicles will always be setting something in motion, some cause or other. For we have to drag the personal self around with us as we go about our process of becoming more aware. The trick is how we deal with creation, how we deal with the personal self and the creational simulator it is in. For most, they will walk into a situation they had unconsciously created and decided upon, and will add more ideas and considerations, a little emotion thrown in for good measure, bundle it all up and deposit it in their causal memory body. And there it will sit. It could simply have been an experience, a reference, a comparison for recognizing the real universes with. Just like the books we have purchased. Once finished, we place them on the shelf and leave them there. We can't rid ourselves of our experiences. The created consciousness and whatever is its construction is going nowhere, because the construction of our consciousness began the moment we first entered this particular creational simulator, fresh from the ears. And like files on a computer, we add to it and add to it some more. The files will remain, no matter how old the computer is, even if we have forgotten most of the files we have placed there. There they will remain. The only moment they can be erased is during a simulator reset, when we reach the final iron epoch, and the cause and effect culminates in its implosion. With the simulator gone, so too is the complete personal self and the various aspects of it, including the data file of all experience, that is the Akashic records of itself. Transitioning will not erase the files, as we simply are dropping the physical body, and the physical body is simply the stadium where our cause and effect physical level experiences are played out, based on the created consciousness that continually provides us the set-in routine baseline experiences, and whatever we add to it, the decisions we make, and new ideas or considerations we create and incorporate. The other parts of the created self remain on transition, including the files of experiences and all the agreement taplines that these represent. People will always categorize experiences as being either good or bad, also adding an emotional component to every situation. and this will also be bundled into the mental ideas that we apply to each experience. These are referred to then as emotionally charged ideas. All these ideas and emotions are generated from the mental and emotional parts of the personal self. And as we continue to activate and maintain focus on these lowest parts of our created self, our effect experience cannot move beyond these areas of the self. We are very much restricted to experience our created consciousness only. And generally, the astral emotional part of it predominantly, as this is most people's preference. Realistically then, there is no way out of creation without the real guides and the connection to the true reality they are representatives of. For as long as we are in creation and locked into the personal self, we are ensnared in the cause and effect nature of the simulations. Our experiences will all be generated from the created consciousness that we have constructed, and with no means by which we can place our awareness anywhere other than in creation and the various aspects and levels of the self. We are constantly the effects of ourselves, unconsciously generally, but even if conscious of how cause and effect works, we cannot walk around or bypass ourselves, because our awareness stands in its own creation, and must then constantly experience itself. Whether we hide on a mountain, or seek to position in the deepest parts of ourselves, the ethereal level, for even if we recognize and have our personal awareness in the ethereal part of ourselves, we must at some point return to the physical level, or stay in the ethereal if we so choose, but we can go no further. The real you always has the want to recognize itself, and will be nudging the personal self along, even with no connection to it or awareness of it. So one may sit in the ethereal and become self-satisfied, but always is the want to be and see more. And if no connection to the real self has been established, and the individual cannot take further steps into the unknown of the is, then it will eventually fall back into the physical level, recreate a body, and walk into experience. For yes, an individual may transition and perhaps recognize the ethereal part of itself and creation, but without the connection to the real universes, the real guides, and the new you song, that's as far as a person may go. For it is the new you song, and the awareness of the whole process, that allows the releasing of the agreements and taplines. The guides too will be on hand to assist in the freeing of the agreement shackles that restrict us to creation. To reach the ethereal level, an individual has bypassed its created consciousness, which is the mental and emotional aspects of itself, beyond now the Kalum reptilian god and his mistress, the Influence, who is the culmination of all created consciousness, and encourages whatever is necessary to keep individuals locked into the consciousness of their creation, emotionally encouraged idea chasing in individuals is generally how she influences. But the ethereal part of the self is also the subconscious, and much programming occurs here. And if this part of the self did not represent anything that could hold someone to it, then getting beyond the created consciousness of the mind and emotions would be the conquering of creation, and it would be the mind then that represented the final level of the simulator. But the ethereal level is as much a part of the created self as the rest, a gift from the is, yes, as it allows the individual to escape from the rigidity of the lower aspects of the self through the imagination that is a faculty of the ethereal, along with intuition. But yes, an individual at the ethereal would have to return to the physical, as it is the physical level that provides the best possible resource of experiences to compare and allow the endless process of being with the ears. If an individual lingered in the ethereal too long, then eventually the epoch demise would take this undoubtedly very delightful place in life down, and the individuals stationed there would be back in a reset simulator with everyone else. In a way, we can see too why the Influence does what it does. It is really just a creation, for it is the combined created consciousness of all in this particular simulator. Would it be an actual individual, a U-tune like everyone else? The created consciousness is simply the personal self, the vehicle in the simulators that houses the awareness of the real individual standing with the ears. The awareness would seem to be separate then. A disconnect would have this seem to be so from the perspective of the personal self. But everything is an isness, and all awareness is just that, awareness. It's just that awareness that operates created vehicles for the purposes of ultimately recognizing itself from the perspective of itself is contained within cause and effect generating vehicles that produce individual experiences that stem from the causes it decides upon, as opposed to being everything and becoming this isness, which would negate the necessity of having individual, segregated, and sequences of experience. Necessary, yes, for a personal self that requires experience to recognize the is-by, but not for one in full recognition of the isness. Experience, and all experience, is for the personal self and its consideration. If the influence was an actual U-tune, or what we might call a soul, using older reference terminology, then it would be using not just one created consciousness for its vehicle, but using every created consciousness, as it is the culmination of all. Consequently, then, the influence would not be generating its own decision-making. It wouldn't be setting causes in motion, deciding on certain ideas and agreements. It almost piggybacks onto the created consciousness created and maintained by everybody else, and it seeks to maintain the consciousness. It encourages whatever is necessary to keep people in a restricted consideration of their personal creation only, and so keeps them in the simulators. It seems the influence doesn't experience the created consciousnesses that it is the culmination of, as far as one can tell. For how could you experience not just one created consciousness, but every single individual's in creation, unless it were perhaps multi-dimensional, as we all in fact are? Because when you really get down to it, we are all individualized aspects of the all is, having individual experiences to recognize this true reality. But as everything is, this would include every individual. Everyone is, in essence, this isness, and so are in fact the same thing. Everyone just is. It's just their awareness is placed in experience-generating vehicles that present as though they were segregated from the other vehicle-housed individuals. Take away the vehicles, take away creation and the awareness of all the vehicles would be unhoused and as one, for there is nothing that is boxing them in and creating unique experiences according to individual decision. Of course, if creation and the vehicles were gone suddenly, it wouldn't be as though we all are now with the true reality. We would be standing in it as we always are, but we still wouldn't necessarily recognize it. This is why the guides can't take people into the real universes. They could, but if the individual can't recognize that position, then it would be rather pointless. It's hard to imagine being sat in the isness and not recognizing it. How that must be. You would be out of creation, so you wouldn't be having any personal self-created individual experiences, but you wouldn't be in recognition of the isness either. You wouldn't be the everything that the is, because you haven't recognized it yet. You'd be in a kind of nothingy place, beyond the burden of the bothersome mind and emotions, so it would be a very delightful serenity, but you wouldn't be a part of the everything life is. Well, you would be, but unable to access it. Just like how you would be when you first are formed from the is, and the real you then decided to want to recognize itself and the is that it is a part of. Maybe some individuals would remain in this position, not in creation, but not in recognition of the true reality it is a part of. For it must be a little like a timeless state of deepest meditation, almost. Like those who reach the nirvana state while in creation, beyond the personal self, but not in recognition of the real universes beyond. Again, you would imagine that even in such a state, a little boredom must creep in, the want to recognize the real universes, which is the fundamental drive of every U-tune, their real intent. And so, at a point, the real you decided to create a body vehicle and jump into creation. This same area that a newly formed U-tune resides in just prior to entering a simulator may be the same or similar place that all individuals go to momentarily after the simulator implodes. When a simulator reaches its final end due to the agreement of control and restriction that culminate in the demise and deterioration of the simulators through cause and effect, the individuals caught in it have to go somewhere. They are removed temporarily to a position as the ears recreates another simulator. But if they lack recognition, then they won't automatically again be with the true reality of the all is. But anyway, the influence may perhaps experience in some way all the experiences that culminate from the created consciousnesses of everybody in the simulator. And like any individual who has little consideration beyond the personal self, they do not wish for the personal self to be destroyed, or even consider leaving it behind, as they are very attached to it, and think it is who they are. The influence then is very much the same. If it is motivated to maintain everyone's awareness in creation, then it must fear the opposite, that of loss of the created self, or in her case, loss of them all. The influence very much is a part of the personal self and encourages its perpetuation. And yet, on a few occasions, Duane found her expressing the idea of wanting to become more aware also, and perhaps recognizing the true reality, suggesting she is very much an individual with the same real intent and purpose for being in creation in the first place, to recognize the real universes of the all is. What would happen if she did actually do this and stand with the ears? Would there be no more influence? Or perhaps, based on the construction of the created consciousnesses, another would take her place. Because, like everything in creation, the influence is an idea, a creation, and very much a created extension of the created consciousness, with an agreement that facilitates her operation. For when we look at everything and every person as separate from ourselves, as this is how our experience is presented on the physical one-dimensional area, these considerations of who is who and what is what can become confusing. But again, we can simply sweep the board clean and proclaim everything to be what it is, an isness. Take away creation and every agreed-upon idea that makes up its construction. Take away all the apparent vehicles that awareness is housed within, and you are left with just the awareness without segregation. And so, if you remove a creation and all that it comprises from the equation, then what remains is life and awareness. If the influence is simply a created idea, then it will not be present as we remove a creation. but every idea was created from something, and these would be the individuals, the awareness that are generating ideas while boxed into created vehicles. And when we get right to it again, every awareness is the same awareness, but not necessarily recognizing this, as they perceive a separation from the perspective view of the personal self. If the influence is an actual being, then the position she has assumed is one she has chosen and decided. We can choose anything we want. We can seek a certain position or job in creation, but if the job isn't available, we can't assume it, unless we decide to create the job ourselves, or get agreement for its cause and effect actuality. Similarly, the created consciousness culmination must be, in essence, a potential position in life, almost akin to deciding to want to be the experiencer of the created consciousness of everybody else. How one would find themselves ultimately in such a position, who can say? It must stem from a delight in stimulating others emotionally, as this is the nature of the influence. A little along the lines of a succubus, how they garner energy from sexually stimulating others. Maybe enough focus on this particular type of experience, a maintained desire for such a role in creation may well have compounded and resulted in an individual who claims a position made available, where such an individual can stimulate everybody in creation simultaneously. Continually focusing on one thing must result in its expansion, like a musician who will become a progressively better musician from lifetime to lifetime, if the want is maintained. This would explain how you have child prodigies, how they seem to be masterful musicians despite their young age. You can't just be born a Wagner or a Beethoven. It would take many lifetimes, and the culmination would be the great musicians and composers of human history. And perhaps then the same applies for a succubus, who focuses in this same way to that which she desires, and the ultimate culmination is the ultimate expression of such a focus, the influence of this simulator. And so such an individual will still eventually grow weary, regardless of what position is attained in creation, and the real individual will nudge the personal self to realise the actual reason for the creational simulator it is in, and not just to be a great musician or an influence. And if the influence does do this and become with the ears, then the position in theory is vacated, and perhaps the shoes filled by another individual whose focus and personal intent was such that she or he finds themselves taking the role as the culmination of all created consciousness and stimulator of emotion that keeps people in creation. So, going back a little, most people are the unconscious effects of themselves. They're created a consciousness, and as long as they are disconnected in creation, they can be nothing but the effects of themselves, even if conscious of the process, for where else can they be? Yes, they have a real self with the ears, but it is a position they are unaware of, have no connection to, or recognise even if they did. With the real you making the decision to begin the process of self-recognition, it will undoubtedly position its personal self in the place most prudent for the possibility. At this time, the new presentation is on the planet Earth, the real true light connection provided as the new you song and presented by Dwayne Heppner, the new man, who is the physical representative of the all is and has the awareness for the task. The real selves with the ears, having made the decision to begin the journey back to itself, will nudge the personal self along in such a way as to ensure it happens to be on the planet Earth at this time. From a position of isness, everything is and can be seen in its entirety, including all of creation and its apparent linear sequence of experience and cause and effect passage of time and epochs. Everything is in this new nowness, and it's simply what the real you decides at any given moment. At this very moment now, an individual has decided, their real self has chosen to become more aware. You are whatever you decide at any given new moment. It would seem as though we have gone through millions of lifetimes to get to this point, but actually, there is no time or space, just an ever-nowness to be recognised. In one moment, an individual could become fully aware and recognise the ears, and in another moment, an individual could drop completely into the personal self. Everything is. And so, what we are and where we are positioned is what we decide. But it's the personal created self in the simulators that takes this isness of new decision and places it in a sequence of individual cause and effect experiences that seem to take an individual from point A to point B. From a point of deciding to become more aware through millions of lifetimes that move the personal self along the effect experience of that focus to the point B of being on planet Earth now, where the new presentation is based and the opportunity is available. And yet all those lifetimes are only in the mind, stored in the Akashic files, and if examined individually, would seem to be a layout of lifetimes lived, and yet they are all there simultaneously, like a movie, where the film has a beginning, middle, and end, but the entirety of it is on the disc, and it's simply where your awareness is that dictates where in the movie you are. An awareness that perceives through a personal vehicle that can only zero in on one sequence at a time. Take away the vehicle and you have the movie in its entirety. You have all the movies ever lived in their entirety right now, in this very moment, because that which was containing them and allowing the focus on one experience at a time according to cause and effect choices is gone. The entirety of your life and every life is housed in an aspect of your created self. All those worlds, universes, dimensions, all those experiences. And yet your vehicle seems so very small to be housing all that information, much like a computer. And yet everything there is contained in every single new nowness moment, and that is the isness. We might consider how we are the culmination of ourselves. We are the experiencer of what we decide. But culmination suggests a progression and motion from a position to where we stand now. And any sense of space and time are features of creation, according to the linear processor of experience that is our created vehicle in cause and effect creation. If everything is and everything is now, there can be no culmination or progression in fact. It is simply what we decide in any moment. From the personal self, cause and effect perspective, It would seem we have had all these lifetimes, and this would be so, but only from a creational self-viewpoint. From the real view, there has been no passage of anything, and everything is a completeness. If that is so, and everything is complete, then it is what we recognize of that completeness that we become. If everything is, then every expression of a being, be it in creation or the various states of is recognition, are available right here, in every new moment. So in creation, were we to take away the agreed-upon cause and effect, time generating, or seemingly so, mechanics of it, all experiences, past, present, and future, would hit us simultaneously. There would be no time then, and segregation of experience from one lifetime to the next. If what we decide then generates experience, we might say that is the future. But absent of cause and effect time phases, these future events would be bundled in with everything else. Our focus becomes our experience. The releasing of taplines and deconstructing of the created consciousness self and the ideas it's constructed of will also release the filtering layers that limit our experience. In a way, we are deconstructing our past to afford us experience that will move us along with our process of awareness, coupled with our focus and real intent. So, in essence, there is no culmination. There is no point A to B, movement of things. It is simply that which we decide, and the experience and position in life is so. The new nowness is the real awareness, with the new you song as the connection to this true reality the real self stands in. And so, to stand in this new nowness has us outside of creation while still in it, outside of cause and effect. This is the position we need to be, to not be at the mercy of the effects of our created self, the effects that can't be avoided. Because if you're locked in a creation, how can you avoid your own created self? In this new nowness, however, if it is a sincere intent, then karma or cause and effect no longer apply, and from this position we look right into the ease, and must learn to recognize it if we decide to want to stand real with it and the guides. From this position, we are everything, Everything is contained in the isness of this new nowness, including all of our created lifetimes of experience. Perhaps we can say that the personal self is the culmination of its experience. As a culmination and the passage and journey through lifetimes only applies to the created cause and effect simulators that the personal self is a part of. The real awareness in this new nowness has nothing to do with creation, other than being recognized by utilizing the experiences in the simulators. And suddenly, everything there can be, including all the sequential cause and effect lifetimes, are in this new nowness moment with everything else there can be. This is where the universal files are to be found, which is simply accessing the ears and all that it is, including everything that has ever transpired in the simulators. Standing in the ears as the real self, we would see all the lifetimes lived by the personal self, including all the future potentialities, according to the decisions and choices being made. And so, once a decision has been made by the real you, it will nudge the personal self along accordingly, despite its disconnect and thinking that it is its creation. The real you would see the effect experience of Dwayne and the new presentation on Earth in the 21st century. And you would surmise, make adjustments to the individual lifetimes of the personal self. Just like how the reptilians can move in and out of time, change the past and the future alters accordingly, except here on a far greater position of real awareness oversight. The personal self goes about its cause and effect lifetimes oblivious, on automatic pilot, chasing what it does, and manifesting a baseline of overall agreed-upon idea experiences, generally of a controlled by the cabal nature. The real you watches on and at a point decides to recognize itself. If it did not decide this, then the personal self would roll through its experiences unconscious and hit the end of the road iron epoch. But the real you decides and begins to manipulate, perhaps dipping into the personal self's timeline to alter this, and then to ensure the personal self has the experiences required to bring it to a point where it seeks to be more and see more. And if all goes well, the personal self finds itself on Earth and approaching the new presentation. For how would the personal self know that alterations had been made? If the personal self had reached the iron epoch and the real you decides to begin the process of self-recognition, as the real self may go back to what would seem to be, from the personal self's perspective, perhaps caveman times, and begin a few adjustments that culminate in the individual getting stuck into its real intent objective after millions of lifetimes, and now in the Iron Epoch. If you dip into a timeline and alter the created ideas of the individual, you alter the experience, and that is what is filed in the memory body. There is no way a personal self would realize the alteration. Only through their real awareness would they perhaps incite that changes had occurred. As the real awareness is beyond creation and can access and see all. And so, the moment you decide something, in actuality, it is already so. So there is nothing to separate a decision from the actualization of it. Only in creation is the experience effect of a decision delayed, as the process of cause and effect must be rolled out to deliver that which is decided, and other individuals' agreements serve as random variables also to what we can manifest on the physical level. But on the real side, everything is already and instantly so, in accordance with what is decided. In the isness, everything is, no decision necessary, except for the decision to recognize deeper levels of the isness, and the decision to do so becomes so. And so, from the perspective of the real you, you decide to recognize yourself. It is already so. It just requires that the sequences of cause and effect experiences that deliver the personal self to that moment are transitioned through. This is why focus is important. You are what you decide, and what you decide is what you focus on. Whatever you focus on, you are already, in isness terms, just not from the personal self creational view, and so the personal self fluctuates its focus as it vacillates back and forth until it stabilizes and locks in its intent. With the real intent locked in, the focus is steady, and this is the sincerity to supersede the personal self, and so we just have to wait for the personal self to catch up in a sense. It must go through the process to be what it already is. It just must endure The cause and effect are sequences of time frames to get to the fruition of what it has firmly decided. There is rather the delay between decision and experience on the physical level, but on the real side it is instant, and whatever a person is deciding at any moment on the physical can be viewed as entire lifetimes and situations already created in accordance. If the focus fluctuates between the personal self and the real intent, then so too will be our position and experience. You decide the percentages, but if the personal self comes first, then the positioning of being with the ears is secondary and can't be so. The idea is to put all of life first, and some may consider from their personal perspective how they must place something else before themselves. But this would demonstrate the lack of recognition that you, the real you, is life itself, and the personal created self is not. So when you put life first, you are putting your real you first before the personal self, and by such, the decision to do so is instantly so on the real side, and the dream experiences will reflect the focus, if it is with the personal self or the real self. And ultimately, as we go through the personal self and the experiences required to be where we are deciding now, we can stand with the ears and the real guides as the beings of light we always were. That may have been a bit rambly. I intended to write about real side dreams, then I went off on a tangent. But it is rather fun to just chase the insights and flow of information you receive as you write, rather than just write what you can extract from memory. But always the memory vehicle is important for its storehouse of literal references to draw upon. And that would then conclude the radio show. And that leaves me with one thing left to do, the singing of the new you song. New